There's a long history of cake making in Britain. One famous cake story goes all the way back to the Anglo-Saxon period. In the late 9th century, Alfred, the King of England, was hiding from Viking attackers and took refuge in the home of a peasant woman. Not realizing that her visitor was the king, the woman asked Alfred to watch the cakes she was baking over the fire. But Alfred, lost in his worries, forgot the cakes and let them burn. History has never forgiven him, and Alfred the Great, despite his many victories as king, is more often remembered as the king who burnt the cakes. Through the medieval period, there are plenty of references to cakes, although they were more like bread rolls or biscuits than the large sliceable delicacies we see in magazines and on TV shows. Oats were often used in these small, heavy cakes, possibly sweetened with a little honey. Elizabethan cakes got creative with nuts and dried fruit, and in the 17th century, bakers stopped using yeast and began beating air into the cake mixture to make it lighter. Then, in the 18th century, bakers began attempting to make bigger cakes, lightened with beaten egg. But it wasn't until the mid to late 19th century, when white flour, sugar, and baking powder were readily available, that the tradition of afternoon tea became fashionable. Upper-class ladies would meet for a light meal at around 4 p.m., where they would drink tea, accompanied by tiny sandwiches and cake. Today, not many people in Britain stop for a formal afternoon tea, but a cuppa and a piece of cake always go down well.